you never know on that first opening round, a playing game, but girls came out, got the home court advantage, and hey, you advance, survive in advance, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And it means next grade, this time of the year, you know, to you know, get wins. You know, Lamar's team, we had to play three times and got to play them a lot of three times in the last 5 years. I think three or four times in the last 5 years. So, team we know well and have seen quite often. And you know, we had 2 weeks off before between games, our last regular season game, and then this game. So, I was proud of how we competed. You know, we're just was a little rusty, and we'll hopefully that game helps us get rolling, get in the swing of things as we head to Casper. So, but it was a good win for us. That's what we wanted to do, and we got it. So.
And you got off to a good start. I see, what, 15-5 in the first quarter, just the start you wanted.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we tried to set the tone early and made the adjustments, and they got a little more physical with us, and you know, that's what I told this, you know, our girls, is that come tournament time, like the calls you were getting, you know, they're not gonna be, you know, the same. You're not gonna get the same easy ones. So you gotta play through the physicality, and you gotta make plays. And you know, I thought we were more physical second half, and you know, we shot 18 free throws in that second half, and I think a lot of it's just because, you know, we played, you know, more physical game and didn't allow ourselves to get pushed around like we've had in the past. And really that you know, 17 of 18 in the second half really helped us on the free throw line.
And 26 of 30 for the game, that's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we had been, you know, there had been about three games in a row there that, you know, we were shooting in the 60s in the free throw line, and it's not us and not who we've been. And, you know, I talked to him about, like, you know, we're a great free throw shooting team, and right now we're just thinking about the last free throw we missed versus, you know, out and hitting the next one, and, you know, just not worrying about the past and just playing in the present. And, you know, we shot a lot of free throws this you know, last couple weeks because, you know, just getting rhythm shots and getting things up. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, if we can get to the free throw line 30 times and you know, obviously making 26 is great. But getting to the free throw line that many times, that's going to put pressure on teams that we have to play against in the tournament.
Now on to Casper. You got a couple of days before Thursday gets here, Coach. And, boy, 25-5, they've had an outstanding season, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, I think, I don't know how many straight North Subregion championships they've won in a row now, but I mean they're the echelon of Region 9, and especially on the North side. You know, we saw them early on in the year during just before Christmas break. You know, playing three games in a row and playing them on the third game. So you know, they're a lot different. You know, I was just putting together the scout yesterday and today, and you know, looking at the numbers from then into now, and you know, they've improved in a lot of areas. They were shooting the ball well, and they're shooting the ball even better now. But you know, it's nice to have been able to see them at that point and kind of get a little bit of a feel for them. But again, like I said, they're a different team. You know, they've gotten better. But you know, at this point, it doesn't matter who you play. You're gonna play the best teams in the region. So. You know, going there and playing Casper as a host team. You know, what better opportunity to set a you know, a good run for us, hopefully in that tournament and you know, playing them first round.
And you've coached many years, Coach, with the men and now the women's teams. You have been to region tournaments, and upsets happen. And I'm sure Casper is a favorite on paper, but you've got to play the games. You've had noticed these games before that teams maybe not taken very seriously come out and win the game, don't they?
Yeah, you do. I mean, you can't take anything for granted, and you know, we talked about that against Lamar. Just having gratitude, being thankful for where we're at, but. When you have those things, you don't take any. And we can't take this game for granted at all, and we're blessed to be able to play it, and so we play it, you know, the right way and do the things the right way and go about it, you know, our preparation wise, you know, anything can happen in the tournament, and that's the fun thing about it. And so, yeah, going up there, you know, I've been on both ends of the stick. You know, I've been in games where, you know, we've gotten upset, and I've been in games where we've pulled off upsets. And the biggest thing is our mindset going into that game has to be at a high level respect for them as an opponent and our respect for the game and understanding, you know, teams are going to make runs, and whoever can survive the runs the best and is going to be on top. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited for this group. You know, we have the pieces to be able to do some things, I think, and make a deep run here. But obviously it starts with Casper first.